It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Connie Hamilton. She is the chairperson of the Christmas Tree Regalia this year for the Children's Justice Center. A lot of fun things, a lot of changes this year, but I think it's going to be pretty fantastic. Connie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, and we are so excited to plug in this great event that we're going to be doing in downtown Price. The Friends Board for Carbon and Emory Children's Justice Center is sponsoring this once again. In the past, we've had it out to the Special Event Center, but this year, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we are abiding by all health and safety precautions, and we're going to be doing it on Main Street downtown in Price.
And I think this is a great idea. Once again, as you said, you're moving it from the event center, and it's going to be on Main Street in Price. We're in businesses, and the great thing about it is downtown Main Street in Price is going to be full of life. It's just all the businesses are going to be open. Everything kicks off on November 13th. And you've got some great stuff planned for that day. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So on the 13th, we've had to make so many changes, Dave. I'm so sorry. But we are going to have our Christmas shop that's going to be open that day. And the Christmas shop is just chock full of great gift-giving ideas and home decor. So you want to stop there. Also, the food and beverages will start to be served that night by our downtown cafes, restaurants, coffee shops. But the Price Youth Council has a great project that they're going to be doing. They have a Christmas tree that's going to be set up in the Peace Garden. And it's a 9-foot tree. And they're going to have it pre-lit, but not turned on yet. And we would like to have all of the kids that would like to participate have their parents stop by the utilities office in Price, pick up a little baggie, and it contains instructions on how to make an ornament that will be placed on the tree. Then the night of the 13th at 5 o'clock, I think it's at 5 because it's still light, then daylight savings time got me wacky here, they will come to the Peace Gardens and put the ornament on the tree, and then they'll have a tree lighting ceremony. So we really appreciate Youth Council for doing this as one of the activities to kick off Christmas Tree Regalia. That will be followed by the Carbon High Choir. They will be performing at Banaski's parking lot. I think their time is at 7. They'll be doing Christmas carols. Prior to them, the Mont Harmon cheerleaders have a little routine that they are wanting to do at Banaski's parking lot as well. So those activities will be going on the 13th, and we hope that everybody will get to all of those and then start their stroll. Now, the strolls are going to take place from 6 to 8 downtown. You can get a map either at Greco's or at the Christmas shop, which is on the corner of Main and Carbon Avenue. Get a map and see where all the trees are located. Then the fun part is you're going to bid on the trees. That's going to be online. That's our COVID-free way of bidding this year. So you will go online. It's on Facebook. If you don't have a Facebook account, you probably know someone that does. You will go to the Facebook account, pick out the tree that you want, and you will place your bid there. And the highest bid will take the tree on the 27th. The last day of bidding.
And as you were saying, this is going to roll all week long, but on Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, you said that the Christmas shop will be open. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Christmas shop will be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays for your shopping pleasure. And we have masks. We have cute Christmas masks even for people that don't have their own mask to wear. So we have masks and sanitizer at the door. You have to have a mask to enter any of the businesses at this point in time. So, and this is such a shot in the arm because it's not only helping the Children's Justice Center with their operational costs, but it's also helping the downtown businesses. You can go in the businesses anytime from 6 to 8 if they're still open and shop. and or just during the day. So
you've got also a lot of events planned. You were saying the 13th, of course, is the kickoff, and then it's like every Friday night. The 20th, is that the night of the parade? Is that what we were talking about?
The 20th, we have the Encore Dancers at 5 o'clock in the Peace Garden. Those are under the direction of Julia Tatton. That's about a half-hour performance. And that will be followed by the visit from Santa. Now, we had planned to have Santa Claus in the Price Civic Auditorium from 5 until 8, but because that's an enclosed area at this point in time with our COVID numbers the way they are, we opted to do a mini parade that will start on 3rd East in Maine and go down to 1st West. Santa will be in the parade. Also, the Grinch will be in the parade. We had arranged to have the Grinch be by the Grinch tree, which will be located at Graco Tire Pros. But that's an indoor activity, and so we're going to forego that and just have them be in the parade. So have your kids line up on the side, because the elves will be with Santa, and they'll be passing out to all the kids as well.
Okay, and then just so much information trying to get out there. There is a Facebook page, you said. That's the best place to get all the information from?
Right. There's a Facebook page, and that, if you just go to the CJC Christmas Tree Regalia on Facebook page, after the 13th, you will see all the trees. Look, they will be there with a number, and you can place your bid.
And so, yeah, and once again, with COVID numbers being the way they are, all the bidding will be done online, will be done on that Facebook page. And it's just, I think this is such a great thing. And like you said, it's really a shot in the arm, and it is. Get out, go downtown Main Street in Price, and see what's going on. Go and check out the businesses. Go and have dinner. Go and have a cup of coffee. Just do something on Main Street in Price. There are plenty of places down there to go and have a good time. And it's great to see this, this kind of a thing that's going to draw people downtown Price.
Well, we hope so. We hope that everybody, weather permitting, wait 5 minutes in Utah and the weather will change. We know how the weather is. But we hope that, bundle up if you need to. And that's even fun. I just remember as a child going up and down shopping at the stores that were in Price. And it was so much fun. And it was cold and we were bundled and it didn't bother me. So I think if you start at one end, go... one other thing I did want to mention, though, we will have an angel tree, and that's going to be located in Price City Hall on the east side. The angel tree will host 150 angels on it, and you can buy the gift and take it to the United Way. That way they'll be directed to the family that they're supposed to go to. So we're helping that way as well. So the angel tree is not included in the map, but it will be an additional thing that we have going as well. So.
All right. Connie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. It sounds like with everything you got planned, you're going to be a busy lady for the next month, unfortunately, right?
Well, I think so. I have very organized. I have lists everywhere in my house, post-it notes everywhere.
And so taking the time out to talk to us today about it, I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave, for having us, and we appreciate it, and we'll see you at Christmas Tree Regalia on Maine.
All right, that is Connie Hamilton, the chairperson of the Christmas Tree Regalia this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check everything out that they've got going on. Lots of stuff on Main Street in Price. Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, or you can listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.